News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison on hand, and how are things going?
Things are really great. Things are going along well at United Way, and today I have a special guest with me, Mr. Jerry Gritter from Texas Ramp Project, and he's going to tell us a little bit about how his organization works to impact the community and how United Way helps him achieve that mission.
Jerry, thanks for coming out this morning.
Well, it's good to be here. It's always good to get the word out on what we do. We build wheelchair ramps for people in need who need wheelchair ramps. We do it with volunteers from churches and fraternities all over the Brazos Valley. We build in the whole area, the consular government area, and United Way helps us in many ways, not just through funding and gives us a basis that we can operate on, but also a lot of support through other members of the United Way. It helps us get the word out on what we do and how we do it.
Let me ask you some trivia questions. If you can, off the top of your head, the number of ramps and the number of volunteers that are out there helping y'all.
Since we started 6 years ago, we've built 303 ramps in this area. This year, we're on number 53. We'll be building 53, and we'll hit a little over 60 ramps this year. Volunteers, in a quarter, we'll have 150, 160 volunteers in a quarter. On a ramp, anywhere from 5 to 20 volunteers. We had a build 2 weeks ago when we were leaving, and the people had really thanked us for how much it really helped them. And one of the volunteers told me, they don't realize how much it helps us. So it's a two-way street.
How does one go about learning more about the ramps?
They can go to our website at texasramps.org and click on the Bryan College Station area, or just the whole area.
And Allison, having visited with Lindsay a while back about the rebranded Volunteer Brazos Valley website, what a great way for people to be able to volunteer, not only for Texas Ramps Project, but for, of course, a myriad of things.
Absolutely. It's a great place to find volunteers and to find volunteer opportunities. So agencies post your opportunities on volunteerbrazosvalley.org, and volunteers go out and check out the website for your opportunities to volunteer where you're interested. And I always say volunteer where you're passionate. It makes it a whole lot easier to give up a Saturday if you're doing it because you love it. If you love animals, go work with animals. If you love construction projects, Texas Ramp Project would be a great place to volunteer. And I really love Texas Ramp Project because they have, it's a small organization. It's very homegrown, very grassroots, that it's functions on volunteers, and it's very a simple project. You know, the project itself isn't complex, but it's not an organization with lots of different programs. They do one thing and they do it very well. And they help build ramps for people who otherwise would not be able to come or go out of their home without a ramp. And I think that's such a huge thing for those end users, that they get their mobility back. They get their freedom back. They're no longer confined inside their house or dependent upon family members who can help them get in and out of their home. They can freely come and go. And that's such a freedom that so many of us enjoy. And it would be so difficult for us to give up if that happens. So we really appreciate the work that Texas Ramp Project does in our community.
Again, Allison's brought up the volunteerbrazosvalley.org website, a reminder of United Way of the Brazos Valley, uwbv.org, for more information about making a financial contribution.
That's exactly right. And you can always call our office at 979-696-4483.
Never too late to have a presentation.
Never too late to have a presentation. We're out still making presentations all over the community every day, it seems like. We're in different places all throughout our 7-county region. So thank you to all those that have donated so far. If you have not and you would like to support our work and support our efforts throughout all 7 counties through our 20 partner agencies, please give.
Again, Allison Prince, Jerry Gritter at the Texas Ramp Project with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.